great position to be in. My first Ulster final, my first provincial final. Really looking forward to it, you know.
And listen, you've put up some great performances en route to this decider, and you've racked up some big scores, and you've got among them as well. So you have, Paul, you've got that freedom from the half-back line to push forward, and it's paying dividends.
Yeah, 2 points there the last day, I suppose. Declan puts a big influence on the attacking, not just defending, even though it's the bulk of my duties, like, but I suppose getting forward, supporting the boys in the forward line, and if I end up on a score, fair and well, but get back as quick as possible.
Well, listen, we're here at the Ulster final preview. Fermanagh is the opposition. Obviously, there's a man that you know well at the helm there, Rory, because it was him that brought you into the Donegal fold when you made the move to the county.
Yeah, Rory brought me in at the start of last year, so I didn't play under him for a year. You know, technical man, he'll know his stuff. He knows Donegal football. A lot of Donegal men know him. He'll have them well set up and well drilled, you know.
Sort of a level playing field. A lot of people saying that Rory might have the edge given his connections with Donegal, but people might forget about the flip side of that. There's a large number of men in there that know him just as well too.
Yeah, well, that's it. As I say, there's boys been there since he's come into the since Rory was in with Donegal, and you know, they know how he operates, they know how he thinks, you know. So it's probably a level field, if you could say that.
What sort of game do you expect from Anna to bring to the pitch on Sunday?
Well, judging by the Monaghan game, were a game that they had to go after and win. They'll go probably heavy defensively. They seem to play a line at the back at the 45, look for turnovers and break together. You know, that's I suppose they had to show their A card to play Monaghan to get over the line, which they did. But they executed their game plan for the 70 minutes, which I thought I'd seen them over the line.
How do you go about trying to break that down? Because we all know what Rory Gallagher can do with defensive football. We've seen it with Donegal. Is it harder than it looks to try and break through that system?
I suppose, Declan and the boys will come up with a plan for it. We've been working on a few different things this last 2 weeks in training. You know, I suppose not being patient. I thought Monaghan ran in taking wild shots, you know, and listen, we'll get scores on the board somewhere or another, you know, and break them down eventually, hopefully. You know, they seem to be well set up, like, but I suppose it's about biding your time and taking the right options.
You're not going to get the same amount of freedom then, do you feel, as you got in the games against Cavan, Derry and Down?
I can't see it. I think they will go defensively with the way they have been set up. You know, we probably will have a lot of ball in around midfield, around 45 when they drop back. But once we start approaching their half, I think we've met with a big Fermanagh wall. But it's just all about working out a system to get around them.
Yeah, that's probably you're going to have to change things maybe more for this game than you have done for the entire three matches previously then.
Yeah, well, there's a lot more at stake. You know, it's an Ulster medal at the end of the day. We have to do just whatever it takes to get over the line. If it means changing a few tactics, we will do anything to whatever it takes.
You're relishing in your role this year. You're a regular starter now for Donegal since you came into the ranks at senior level, and you seem to be enjoying your football out there, Paul, because even when it comes time for you to leave the pitch, you've still got a smile on your face.
Yeah, I suppose it's confidence that that Declan and the backroom team have given me. I know my role inside out. I know what I have to do. When it comes some time to taking off, I know by Declan's face that I have done what I needed to do, or I don't. So yeah.
You're enjoying your football more than ever now, are you?
Yeah, it's not just it's everyone involved. Like, it's the whole team itself. Like, it's great morale in the camp. You know, it's very good people, you know, to be around. Like, it's fun, so it is. You know,
them guys that you are around, they've won Ulster titles previously, but they've suffered defeat in the last two. They still have that edge within themselves and the group. And can you see it in training? That listen, they want to lift that cup another time, so they do.
Yeah, well, I suppose the joyful thing about it, there's some guys, there's probably a handful of guys that have the Ulster medals. There's a handful that doesn't. There's guys that hasn't been there before. And I think we're all on the same field, where the guys that have won one want more. The guys that haven't been there want the one. And there's guys like myself, you know, that, you know, as well as Michael and Paddy, these guys that have a few Ulster medals, will do whatever it takes to get another one. Like,
when it comes round, Leitrim don't get too many opportunities to get a provincial medal, and you've got a big chance now of getting an Ulster medal, a winner's Ulster medal. How important would that be to you, and how valuable would it be to Paul Brennan?
Yeah, I suppose even if you had told me there a couple of years ago that this is where I'd be coming in, was doing a press night before an Ulster final with my hand up for a jersey, God, I wouldn't have believed you. But maybe to get an Ulster medal would be a massive achievement for myself and for the sacrifices I made for the family and that.
Well, listen, all we can do is wish you the very best of luck with the Ulster final on Sunday. Hopefully next time we're speaking, Paul, you'll be an Ulster champion.
Thanks a million. Me too.